This is dictation for patient Renee Monroe, Renee Monroe. Renee Monroe, date of birth is 12/15/88. Date of accident is 7/3/2025. Date of service 7/15/2025. The patient Renee Monroe was involved in an accident on 7/3/2025, but we are seeing her on 7/15/2025. The patient has a pain in the middle back and the lower back and neck area. Some headaches, some chest pain are reported. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on 7/3/2025. Patient also reported her left arm was completely numb, but it got better after 2 days of motor vehicle accident. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient alleges that she was involved in an automobile accident, which is dated 7/3/2025 around 11 a.m. She was driving a Blazer 2022 model at 55 miles an hour off the Davison Road and Woodward in Detroit. This is how she got the accident. She came off the Lodge Freeway to go to Davison Highway to I-75. The other car came on Davison and sideswiped her left front. Other car was on the far left lane and she was on the far right lane. And the other driver lost the control of his car. He was ticketed and was sent to the emergency room after the accident. Regarding the damage, patient report that the damage was to the left front and quarter panels. Driver door was smashed, $2,500 in damage. Windows were okay, windshields are okay. And the other car hit into freeway median wall. But their car did not hit into any median or pole or anything. There was no associated fracture, laceration, or bleeding. Patient report that she was taken to the DMC hospital emergency room on the day of accident, where she was there for more than 4 to 5 hours. CT scan was done. X-rays were done and were found to be negative and was discharged home. After that, she has gone to Warren Injury Center 3 visits only. She was referred by her attorney. Chiropractor evaluation has been done. Shockwave therapy is going on. History of the injury is the patient has hit her head into the headrest, leading to the neck whiplash and head injury. There was no fracture, laceration, or bleeding. He did not hit a knee or hip or ankle. No shoulder pain, no shoulder injury. Seat belt caused her some pain in the left, into the right upper chest. But she's been doing okay, no fractures are noticed. Mr. Presenting Illness, patient is reporting of headaches which last for 20 minutes on a scale of 5 to 6. No, on a scale of 1 to 10, they are 5 to 6. Occupying right temple, left temple, moderately severe, often on, sensitive to the noise, not sensitive to the light, no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ears, loss of balance. The patient denies any issue with the vision, balance, memory, or confusion, disorientation, denies any taste, smell problem, or TMJ problems. Additionally, patient has no cerebral anesthesia, but sleep disturbance is present. Weakness, lightheadedness is reported. There is a numbness and tingling reported in the posterior part of both lower extremities. radiating shooting from the lower back pain. Weakness, lightheadedness is reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, please review the records that are being submitted for the pain is present several times a day, and the character of the pain, severity of the pain, modified factor for the pain, investigations, and the treatments, system review, surgery history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, and all the legal history, personal history are from the chart. So is the diagnosis? Yes, it is that. In the physical examination, the patient is a 36-year-old African-American female. Alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No overt anxiety or pain faces. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping or antalgic gait. Good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Height is 5'11", weight 290 pounds. Blood pressure 137 and 99. Pulse 59, pulse ox is 100. Temperature is 98. The study exam comes from the template. And neurological is normal, musculature. No spasm is noticed anywhere. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness is present at L5-S1 spine, bilateral SI joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not noticed. Hypertonicity none. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 55. Bilateral side flexion is 40. Bilateral rotation is 65. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 40. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion 15. Bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. Cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative. Sterling sign is negative. Extraction test was negative. Dermal test was negative. In the thoracic spine, Rooster's lung test are found negative. In the lumbar spine, slit lagging test is positive at 40 degrees. CLR is positive. CAM test was positive. Dragger test negative. Wazinski sign is negative. SI joint bilaterally are tender and they are positive for standing flexion test, iliocompression test, as well as the distraction test. The favor test and consonant test are positive as well. The extremities examination is unremarkable. Please use the template. Please use the diagnosis page to make a copy of the diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient provided with the following medication: Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effects, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lunestra 1 mg at night for sleep, and Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. Physical therapy is ordered for the neck and the lower back. To begin, 2 times a week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training. Patient is considered disabled. Work, housework, and transportation. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club is yes. Review of the available MRI, available many records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Surgical options none. Neuropsych none. Alternate care none. Caseworker none. Oh, caseworker is yes. Past medical issues. Past medical records are being ordered release. Investigation. No investigation has been ordered. Patient will be evaluated next visit in 15 days and then we'll make an appropriate decision. DM is patient has the back brace and a neck brace. Tension is. Education is yes. Follow up visit in 15 days. Direct contact is. Thank you.